close the door maybe or whatever it is. Okay, let's go. Okay, see, this is Mikdama. Okay. Though it's not. Mikdama is the Arabic, okay? It's not really Hakdama. It's a, it's like Ki'ilu, a postulate, which he based like a philosophical syllogism on, you know, is you know, and this is Ki'ilu, a postulate, okay? And he's talking about how the whole idea of ancient Masirin fits into this. Because this Shoresh, basically, the Shoresh is talking about ancient, right? And now he is going to discuss what's the relationship between Einsin, and he was talking about Einsin in terms of Minyan HaMitzvahs, in terms of how you count the Einsin Minyan HaMitzvahs. But he also says, if you look at towards the beginning, the Einsin are a reflection either you violated an Asholo and Asay, because he's talking about, so he starts the beginning of the Shoresh. That's the Einsin. He violates a mitzvah, if you look at it, okay? So now he's talking about the relationship between the Einsin and the mitzvah themselves, and maybe an Einish could postulate a mitzvah, even though the mitzvah doesn't exist. And one question is what that means, okay? That is what we're going to deal with, okay? And this really is... this really is a not part of the Shoresh, okay? The Shoresh is basically over, okay? We finished the Shoresh, okay? And I think he even says that. Doesn't he say, doesn't he have a line at the end? Doesn't he have a line? He says, Zehu mashi yotzino lakdimo biklal hazeh. Aatzel, that's the Shoresh. Uboi nishlamu aklolim, or the shroshim, shekdamtem toil lamash anachno iskimboi. Okay? So the end is before the end of the shroshim. Right? It's the end. The end. This is an addendum to the Shoresh, and it's a postulate. Okay? And it's a mikdama. Okay? And we'll see what this postulate is. V'loi gam kein shichuba boi zeis ha'agdomo. Okay. V'hu. V'hi. Okay. La'agdomo v'hi. Shekol ma shechayov m'olov mises bezn okeres hu mitzloi sebehech. Okay. We'll do this step at the end of the sentence. Okay. So the kitzi is other ancient. Could have been a lav. Could have been an asay. Could have been anything. Okay. But if it's Mises Bezdin or Kores, then it's for sure. It's for sure a Loisasem. Okay? Zulas Pesach Umila. Shehem Bekores, Alpha P, it's an apology. Alpha P, Shehem Itzase. Kmoshe Zochu Betchilis Meseches Krisis. Okay. Kmo shez. What does he say? How does he translate it? Oh, his kiru. What is he referring to? Or his kiru? Is it talking about what he wrote? Or is he talking about the Gemon Krisis? I understand that, but I understand his footnote. I'm just saying, but is it clear?
It's Lashon Rabbim. Has to be the...
It's Kiyur Kuvit Chacham Mesera. It could be he's talking about himself or Lashon Rabbim.
Is that common by him?
I don't know. He says, it's Leino. You have to know, he says later, it's Leino. We have to ask, it's Lashon Rabbim. We have to see how much uses Lashon Rabbim to evaluate this. It is true. Then Pirish Mishnayis and Perik Aleph Mishnah Beis, he says, "Vav Mishem Yehoyos She Pesach Umila Ein Chayom Meshikos Achatas Vav Pishem Bekoyes Bibinei Shein Mitzasei." Vav Mishem Meshkoga And the Ram Hirushkog is called Oive Bishkog al Achas Mitzlaisa says Sheish Bohen Maisa, Chelm of Kores, Harize Chayiv, Lak Kom Chatos. Yeah, but this doesn't really tell us anything. This is about Chatos, okay? And he says, oh, Chatos depends on Loisase. The others depends on Kumvase. Maybe they have to possess the Maisa Isa, okay? And there's no Maisa Isa not bringing the Pesi, not doing anything, or not being Mao, okay? But the postulate over here is not about Chatos, but the postulate is all Krisis. Okay? So we have to evaluate this, whether he's correct or not. I'm not sure. This, if he's referring to the Pirush Mishnayis, that's all I just want to add. It's not the Pirush Mishnayis in Krisis, it's the Pirush Mishnayis in Makkos. Because the point over here is about the Korban Chatos, the point over here about Chayvei Krisis, and its relationship to Alois HaSen HaSeh, correct? Correct? So here, in the Pirush Mishnayis in Makkos, he says, I am Per Gimel Mishnah Aleph, Achelik Rishon mehem lav shvitin las horis misis bezin o las horis koris ein loikin alof. We have to understand what that means. Okay, kagoyin omri lo yikach isha ishes eshes oviv. Okay, v'lo yia kodesh mebnei Yisrael v'lo yia locho Elohim acherim medomeim l'fishelo bo alav azeh el las horo. It's a lav shvitin las horis misis bezin. Lefisha haklal etzleno shelechiva Torah misa v'lo kores ad shehei bi'oise dovo lav miyuchod v'hu ma she'ono oimim loy onesh hakosav elen kein hizir. So if the Rambam says this somewhere in Pirush Mishnah, he says not what Kapach is saying. We have to ask what he's referring to. But if he's referring to himself, then the Maseches Krisis is not the right quote. It should be Makkos. Lefisha klal etzleinu lechiva teira misa v'lo kores ad shehei oisei dovo lav miyuchod v'hu masha onu imim le'ona shakosam l'kein hizhir. Lefikoch eno motzin lepoyel shum oinish mino oinshin el acha hasro. We have to understand what that last line means. That's not negate to me now, okay? Correct? See, he's making this point very clearly in Makkos. Okay? The problem is, the way he formulates it, but it's not negated to us really, the way he formulates it, he got himself into a lot of hot water. Because he's saying that the reason why there's no Makkos in Misa is because Lafshit Las Horas Mises Bezin. Okay? And the Gemara in Makkos, Yud Gimel, asks, maybe there should be a Lafshit Las Horas Kores. And you shouldn't get Makkos for it. Okay? The Gemara gives an answer, and the question is what the Gemara's answer. That negates us now. But the Rambam seems to equate that the Pshat in both of them is because that's the Lav is given for. If that's the Lav is given for, so it becomes very strange. So I think, hello, see, sir, love cheat nas horas misses bezin, all as horas chorus, ain't ceases, ain't loikin all of. And he says, lefisha loy bo a lava ze las horas. It's true that the love is coming las horas because you can't imagine chorus or misses bezin without an as horas. But it's nothing to do with the Malkus. That's a different issue. Okay? See, the way he formulates Pirush Mishnah is hot water, okay? It's a problem, okay? But we're not here to explain the Pirush Mishnah. I'm going to ask the Kasha here. We're here to explain Sefer Mitzvah. All he says in Sefer Mitzvah is that Kores and Mrs. Bezdin require an Ashorah. Period. Okay. And it's logically, it's crazy, because you would say that since Pesach and Mila, there's a chiv kolis, and there's no lav, she would say that you see from that the kolis doesn't require. Right? So it's just the opposite, correct? So the Rambam says, no, it's the opposite. The Kabbalah is that these are the exceptions, and they actually do require a lav, an ashor. Okay? And here, okay, this is
based on Svara Kabbalah.
He doesn't say. So, if you have a beer, according to Zohar, who's that? The ain et slain of Bishum Pon Mitzah say Zuasim, she is Chayiv, Ho'ivir, Aleim Kores. So, who's et slain? Who's he referring to? Okay. You'll find it's Leno. He has Avla Sherish et Leno. He says later. Or Aklal et Leno, depending upon that's Atzal, okay? That's the Arabic, okay. He uses it later. So the question is, what's the who's et Leno? Is he talking about himself in the royal we, or he's talking about those who understand the proper approach to Talmud, the proper derech to understand the Talmud? That's what they should conclude. That's what it's leino. Who's is it? The same as leino over here? The ain't it's leino. Okay, very strange, but that's the translation word. It's probably kapach also that's leino, right? Yeah, but who are they? Who are we? B'shum ponim, it never happens. There's no yoytzim in a cloud. Mitzvah says zulosim, except for them. And they are the exceptions. It's not that you can extrapolate the rule from them, but they are the exceptions. It's an important point, okay? Tizchai v'oiv alei koris. Then he does another thing. He says, koshikain, Mises Bezda. Okay? He's working hard on koris, and he says, koshikain, Mises Bezda. Okay, correct. So now, so if you learn that that tak is the difference, that the love should meet the last horse, Mrs. Bezdin, as the etzem love is given, and that the Mrs. Bezdin requires a love, and you can't imagine Mrs. Bezdin without a love. And that's the whole chesed of the lav. As opposed to chorus, the lav is not nitin las horos chorus. It's just that there's no chorus. It's a observation. It's an observation which you could use to work with. That wherever this chorus is certainly an ashor. Because loy ain oinshin l'kemasirin. But it's not that the chorus requires, or the etzim kolis, you can't imagine kolis without its horror, and that's a lav shit nasoros Mrs. Bezdin. See, that's the issue. If you can differentiate between the two, then we understand the kol shekain, because Mrs. Bezdin, by definition, requires an ashor. Kolis, by definition, requires kol. We just have a Kabbalah that all the chayvei krisis have an ashor except for two. Okay, so that's the kol shekain then. See, even in lav shenitan, independent lav shenitan, you can imagine the owner's chorus without an ashor. You can't imagine the owner's chorus, the achimis bezer without an ashor. And that's the kol shekain. Now, The Rambam quotes this klal. Also, you look in Sefer Mitzvot, in Loisase Samuch. Okay. He says, "She'anu mushorim al bikas Hashem, shenem elokim loisakalil, v'neema bi'einish nekiv shem Hashem mos yomos." Okay, v'zeh haklal kol she'ona she'olov v'kosuv kores oy mises bezdin harizeh harizu mitz loisase chutz. Min ha-mimila u-fesach she-hein be-kores ve-hein mitzaseh. Okay, what's the word klal there in the Arabic? And samuch, lo yisaseh samuch. Okay, give it to me, I'll take it a second. Oh, it's a mina kotzer. I'm sorry. It's a mina kotzer. It's a mina kotzer, correct. So what does he say? It's klal. Oh, so that's the proper translation. I knew there was something wrong. Okay, I'm sorry. It's a mina kotzer. So, v'zeh klal kol she'onash olov ha-kosuv kores o mises bezin ha-izu mitzis le'isaseh chutz mimilu chesach. Oh, we'll have to come back to that. But he quotes this klal in the Mina Kotzer, which is interesting. What is he doing it for? We'll come back to that later, Brineda. Okay? Okay, now, let's continue. Shemi v'chol ma shebo kosuv b'teira. Okay, this is very important. It's mufuish in the Torah, kosu b'Torah. Shemi she'osa ma'isa ploni yehoreg o yischayiv kores. Yodanu be'emes she'ma'isa hahu muze mimeno. Muze means an ashora. U'shehu b'loisase. I don't know the muzer and the loisase. I'm not sure exactly what it is. I mean, you might be enjoying the sase. The word muzer usually is a lav. So, okay, whatever. Okay, correct? That's the thesis. Correct? So it means he adds a word here. What has Chapel translated? Yodanu? What's the next word after? What does he say? Yehorg or Yishayev chorus, after chorus.
Yodanu.
What?
Yodanu beveirur.
Oh, beveirur. That I thought. It's bain. It's probably beis yud yud nun or something like that. What's the Arabic after that? Give me a thing. Oh, Yovin, that's the bain. Beis, pocket bain. That's bowl. Okay? This word, be'emes, the translation of Chaim Heller, is very poor. It's be'biru. Okay? 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 So, yodanu be'biru, there's no questions asked. If you see Chayvei Mises Bezin or Chayvei Krisis, You don't have to go any step further. You know that you have an ashara, correct? See, the be'emes dilutes it. Bebiro means we know it. We know it with certainty, correct? And this is very important. So I want to share an observation, which I think might blow your minds, okay? If you were writing Minyan HaKotze, okay? In Minyan HaKotze, B'derech Klal, the Ram says the Nusach of the Mitzvah in B'kitta Nimutz, okay? No guys, no, you know, just get to the point. And he quotes the Pasuk, what's the Mikom Chukom, the Pasuk, which is the Tzivui, correct? So in the Mitzvah, say, he quotes the Tzivui, this, okay, correct? So I ask you, when you come to a case with its kolos, okay, and there's no ashara mafurish in the Torah, what pasuk would you quote? That the chayit that it's an that the ashara kilu the shenema. Okay, right?
Nothing.
Okay, Lugambam. In every single case, he quotes the pasuk of the Chiyuv Kolos. So it means, he says, we see in the Chiyuv Kolos an ashara. We see in the Chiyuv Kolos an ashara.
Those two?
Let me see the two, not the two. No, except those two. Those cases where the ashara is not mafurish in the Torah and is a Chiyuv Kolos, and it's not Pesach and Mila. Okay, I'll go through one at a time. Okay, let's start. Well, it's Koles or Mrs. Bezdin. Lamed Vav. Okay, Lois is Lamed Vav. You can look at the Minyan HaKotze if you like. Lamed Vav. Shelo Nehisnabe Bishmo. Shem Avodah Zorah. Shenema Vashiyadabe Bishem Elohim Acherim. And what's going to happen? He's going to get the Oynish. Anochi Edrosh, whatever it is, right? He gets the Oynish. That's pretty clear. That is Chavov. Chavov. I said, Chavov. Lois the Chavov. What's Lois the Chavov? Vashay Dabe. What does it say? Low? No low. Vashay Dabe. Chav Zayin. Shalom. Lihisnabe b'sheke. Okay. Shenema, asheyozi l'dabe, tova b'shmi, ashe lo tzivisiv. What lo tzivisiv in ashoa? It means that I didn't. It's shlila. Loisa says samuch. Here we'll get back to it. Sh'onu musholim, al bikas Hashem, shem elokim loisa kalil. Shenema elokim loisa kalil. Venema b'inish v'noikev Shem Hashem Mos Yumos. V'zeh haklal kol she'onesh olav hakos of kolis oy mises bezdin harizu mitzis loisase chutz mimila ufesach shehein b'kolis behein mitzis ase. Now here, what does he do this for? What's his editorial? Okay. The ones before were chiyuv misa. This is the first case. The question: why does he? I don't know. Why does he put it here? It's very odd. But this is the klal, and therefore, I mean, see, I'm not sure that lechira is a very clear. Okay. See, that's a problem. Why does it say it before? Okay. But what is important, okay, is he's telling you that it's a Mises Bezdin or Kores. It's sufficient for me to put the Mises Bezdin here or the Kores as the Pasuk that we'll call, and I have to move any further. Since it's Babiro, so it's enough. The fact that there's a Chiyuv Kolos, I know it's a Lois Aseh. And that's enough for me. Except Pesach HaMila. The fact that Mises Bezdin is a Lois Aseh. Shalom HaYisrael. It's amazing, right? I'll continue going through the list. That's Samach. Sadi. Shalish chotze b'chutz. Shneema sheish chatsho oy kesef. V'chule ha-pesach oy moyid. V'chule v'dichas. That's pretty good. Kuf chavtes. Shaloch al odom shenit makotchim. Shneema nefesh she'tochal. Bosa mizevach ha-shlomim. Asher la-shem. V'tumosa olo v'nichasa. Kuf lamed aleph. Shalechol neisa. Shneema v'yuch la-avon yisa. V'chule. V'nichaso ha-nefesh. L'kuf lamed beis. Shalechol pigel. Shneema ha-makev v'yisrei. Lo yichoshim lo pigel yiyye. V'hu v'kores. Kuf tzadi vov. Shalecho b'yom hatzon. That's Yom Kippur. Shenemo, ki kol nefesh shalo su'una v'avarati v'nichoso. That's the love. The love of achila on Yom Kippur is the chil kores. Okay. Next, that's kuf tzadi vov. Shin yud ches. Shiglol kal ov. Ve, shol kal ov ve'im. Shinema umakal ov ve'im omos yumos. Shin yutes. Shol hakes ov ve'im. Shinema make ov ve'im omos yumos. So you don't have to look any further. You have the answer. So, correct? So that is bebeiro. And that's a very important word. The translation be'emes is a disaster because you're missing the strength of the idea, and you don't understand what he did in the mina kotza. Okay, continue. It's an amazing thing. If I hadn't read it to you one after the next, I'd see like every single one. Okay, next. Now we go further. New idea. Not a new idea. Now we finish this idea. This is the thesis statement. Okay? Thesis statement. Now, Vine pomim his bayer because of ashora. Lo this bayer oinish. Sometimes the Torah explicitly tells you that there's an ashora, a lav, okay? It doesn't tell you about an oinish. Okay. His bayah because of ashor, v'lo nisbayah oinish. Okay. Is that what you have there?
No, milvad bir oinish.
What?
Milvad. Besides.
His bayah.
Yes, nisbayah because of.
Yeah.
Ashor.
Yeah.
Milvad bir oinish.
So what's the first one? That's the second time, right? And the first one, the chod is something there. It means the asho is there, and the onesh is not there, right? What? Yeah, but the question, what does it mean? It has to mean, one second. Just one second. I'll tell you. Just it's more important. I'll come back to this. He says, "Yeah, I think it means that sometimes you have a lav in the Torah, but it doesn't tell you an oinish. That's what a chod means. And sometimes it tells you a lav and the oinish, correct? And we're talking about. You see, the problem is." You see, this sentence, if you look back in retrospect, is a little bit completely inexplicable. And I'll tell you why. Let's hold this in abeyance for a second. Let's forget. Let's start over here. Pom mo'inish niska. Because which oinish are we talking about? We're talking about oinish kris, the chayvim misses bezin. Okay, because you see in the next line afterwards, Upamim lo his bayo as hora bakosu balav greda. Avuyaski oinish levad. We are niyach as hora. Okay? That means the oinish is explained without the ashor. And what's the case? Avuyashiris is laid alone as a kosu and the kin his ear. The efshish bibulti was hora lochomish is chayvel of oinish. Okay? And he's talking about which oinchim? He's talking about mis and kares, correct? Otherwise, you know, if he's talking about all ancients, then we're back to where we started from, correct? What? That's what I meant to say. We don't understand what this first line means. I just like to get, have this, maybe look at the, you know, just this, and look it over. And I didn't realize when I, you know, I was preparing it, that I was more working on the next, okay? So there's one case where the Einish is there, and that's Hol is there. And the next case is the Einish is there and that's Hol is not there. Okay? And the first case, the Chari is saying the Ashol is there and the Einish is not there. Okay? So therefore what? We're talking about Yechayev Kores. So what is it? Okay? Okay? Unless, hello, the question is there such a thing? The only thing I think that a kores which you learn out through a Pirush Mekubal or something like that, it's not nisbaya b'kosu. We'll have to think about this, okay? We have to think that could be okay. We have no such cases. But it doesn't explain what the cases are. He finds it necessary. See, that's the crazy thing. He finds it necessary to make this his opening statement. Okay. And he leaves it. The simple statement that Terry says the Oynish and the Ashola, he explains. And that you don't need an explanation for. He says the two cases are Shabbos and Avodah. Look at it. He says, K'moi uformi mo Oynish niska v'ashola niskeres. K'moi chilu Shabbos. That's in the original Arabic, okay? Sha'oma loisasa komalocha, that's in the Arabic. Over loisa ovdin. V'yach kach chiev, that's not in the Arabic. Skila, lemish osa malocha, that's in the Arabic. O lemish oshe ovad, okay? That's very clear. The psukim in loisa komalocha is either in Shmos Neseres Adibres, or in Dvorim in Aseres Adibros, okay? And Loisa Ovdeim is twice in Shmois. It's in Aseres Adibros and also Mishpatim, and it's also Aseres Adibros. But the Chiv Skila by Melocha is in Bamidbar Tezvav Lamed Hey, and about Avodah Zorah is in Dvorim Yitzayin Hey. Okay, but say that. So it's Mefurish in the Pasuk, correct? So that we clearly know. Ufomim loy tisbayu ashora b'kosu b'lav greda. I don't know what the greda is in the original Arabic. I don't know what the greda over here means exactly. Okay. I think, what does it mean, lav greda? B'lav greda. Avo Yaski ho'oinish levad. Okay? It only tells you the oinish, tells you the kores and the mises bezdin without telling you the lav. Okay? V'yaniach ho'ashorah. And it doesn't mention the ashorah. So that's an important, that's mentioned. So I understand what I'm talking about over here. The first case is inexplicable a priori. And even if it's referring to Pirush Mekubal, so the question is, so what the heck? Why, what's the importance of this now? Okay, now, then Upomim, and this is the important thing for us, Upomim, Lois is spire, Akos, or Azhor, Bakos, Balav Greda, Avoyaski or Inish Levad, Venir Hazor, Avoyashirish Etzlenu, the Shoresh, I don't know if it's better to say Shoresh or the Ika, or it's a postulate or something like that. This Al Atzel, the same word as the Shoresh of a general, whatever you want to translate there, it's not clear if it translates the same, because you look at Shoresh Shvi, he uses the word Atzel as the Ika Mitzvah. And Lachor is using it the same way over here now. Okay. It's the Ika. Okay. So that's more what I would say, but, you know, I can't tell you. Also, at the end of the ninth Shoresh, when he talks about Lav Shel Klolos, he also uses the word Atzel. Okay. He's not, what is he talking about? The whole idea and the whole way he formulates Lav Shel Klolos and all the various din and the tuminim is he calls it Atzel. Okay. When he's summarizing the second part of Shoresh Chi, you can see the words there. Okay. So it might be means like it's Hanochas Yisrei. It's a postulate which you can work with and base things on. I'm not sure what he means exactly. Okay.
Also, Nachum Atzleinu. What's the Atzleinu?
I know. That's what I was talking about. I was referring to this Atzleinu, to the other Atzleinu. Okay. It's both the same Atzleinu. That's what I meant. When I was talking about the first Atzleinu, I was referring to this one also. Okay.
They're all four words you don't need. You could just say,
he
doesn't have to say all these words. Elo Sheklalu Atzleinu. It all seems to be. What's the purpose of all four words? Just quote the Gemara.
I thought, it might be the Chachmei Talmud, but I don't know why I would have said La'onash Kenihisa, because according to Gemara Yuma, power from the base and other places. So, you know, so what does he want? Okay? Who's Etzleinu? What, he's part of Chachmei Talmud? That's what I was confused about. Who's Etzleinu? Those who understand the Chach, that's what it meant, and those who understand the Talmud, okay? Correct? It's a Chavfush Gemara, so what more do you need? Correct? It's a very strange thing. What is he gained by this, okay? The Epsha, we built the Yoysa as Hoa. But he's talking about the Chiv Koros, correct? Because the Chiv Mises Bezdin, that I say also, okay? I Chiv Mises Beshamayim, I mean. Ulechen Yoimu B'chol Mokoyim Oynesh Shomanu Asho Minayin Tam Loi Mekach V'kach. He is a very, very interesting thing, okay? So the conclusion from Loi Onesh Hakosa and Kein Hizir is that if you see an Oynish, you know that there's an Ashova, and we just say Minayin. Where is it? Correct? Okay. So if I would ask you, correct? This is pretty clear, right? Okay, let's do it better like this. Okay. So it means that the a priori means, and it maybe means like that, then it says, asho minayin tamaloy mekach v'kach, it's basically a rhetorical question, because we know that it is. The question is, where is it? But it's...
Right here.
I don't know. Because there has to be. It's it is there. So we know Minayin means, we're not questioning, it's not the rhetorical question. We're not questioning whether it's there. The question is, where is it?
All these cases, Gemara does this, it's by Kares and...
One second, just give me a chance, okay? This is Lachar, that's the thesis statement, correct? And the Minayin is not that it is, we know. We just want to know where is it, okay? Or how do we know it? Okay? But it is there because we know it's there, because it has to be there. Lo shekhin hizir. Correct? Fair?
But the how we know it might qualify the this parameters of when you get the onesh.
I don't know. You just see, no. Well, let's just see. Let's see what happens. Let's just go. Okay. Next. So, this is what I start out with. According to the way he's going over here, this statement should be limited to Chayvin, Mises, Bezdin, and Kores. Okay?
Maybe not. It's Lav Dafka. They for sure fit in, but other things...
No, but you can't ask me Nayan then. You don't know that there's an Asola. How are you asking me Nayan?
Then it would be Rechzge Minayan.
Yeah, you can't... There's no Minayan over here.
It would be different Minayan.
Yeah, right? Okay. Okay, so the problem is like this. The Gemara Baba Kama, Kuf Hei Amud Beis, and the Sifro in Parsha Kedoshim, in Parsha Beis, Soi Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. And the Rambam quotes it in Minyan HaMitzvos, B'Shem the Sifro. That this klal l'chayr was said by Kerem v'chaymish and Osho, which has nothing to do with what we're talking about. And by the lavim, in order to pull out the lavim, aloy sechachashu and aloy sechakru. Look at Minyan HaMitzvos and see and quote it. This sounds like, what's going on? Mitzvos aloy sechachashu mem ches. He she's seen the shalom of kachesh achoyvays she's chayvu behem of pikdoinis asher hufkedu etzleinu v'omu yisale lo yischachashu v'zvay shem amor kas medav lo she sifro lefi shenem v'kichesh bo v'nishba al sheke lo madnu oinish as ho minayin tam aloim lo yischachashu. Okay. In reish. Okay. In now Resh Memtes, he shis hilnu me shova al kfius momoy hamutoleinu vuamu yisala vuamu loyse shakul ishba misay v'chule siflo loyse shakul matam aloy lefishenema v'nishba al shekel amadnu oynish asho minayin tam aloy loyse shakul, and the siflo also has a balo signoivu siflo and kedeshim parsha beis. Soif perigimel aloch aleph loy signoiva matam aloyma lefishenema gineva shishenema gineva shnayim yishale lomanu einesh hashol minayin tam aloyma loy signoiva. So it's all him, like you know what happened over here. Okay, correct. So I want to say, okay, so it sounds like all panic, you know, so what are you supposed to do? I think that the Rambam holds that the Chachmei Aserah were very medakten in their Lashon. And every time it says the Lashon, Oynesh Shomanu, Hasho Minayi Tamloi Mekach V'kach, that's by Chayvei Krisus and Chayvei Mises. If it says, you know, I'll explain to you a little bit. If it says, like the words, the fish, Lomadnu Oynish Hasho Minayin, okay, that can be those or the exact same Lashon in all three cases. And those in all the other cases, I'll show you one after the next, he has the Lashon exactly the Rambam says it. Okay, just that before I try to explain it, it's an observation. Okay? And let's go one at a time. Mitzvah Lois Peites. Omo Bima'ale B'chutz Asheyale Oiloi Zobach, the Pesacho, Moy, Loven Alasso, Isai Lashem, Venichas, Oishahu, Meamo, Ubisifro, Venichas, Meavine Shomanu, Asho Minayin, Tamulomi Shomalocho Pental, Leoli Secho. Okay. The Gemara in Zvochim. Kufav Meralf. Ksiv Oynish Ksiv Ashova. Oynish Pesach Ol Moed Lo Yivienu. So that we don't know over. He quotes the Gemara in Zvochim. That's irrelevant to us, that part. I don't have to tell you that part. I'm just quoting that part of the Rambam. That's irrelevant for us. Okay? But it's very clear. Correct so far? Next. Shin Yud Ches. O Mechilta Amu Mekal Ov Vimoy Mos Yumos. Oine Shamanu. As ho minayin, tamloima elokim loy sekalil. Im dayin hu ovicha hari hu b'chal el elokim. Vim nosi hari hu b'chal nosi. Vim bu hari hu b'chal loy sekalil. But he's saying the oinish, that's what he's trying to, it's the same type of thing. Correct? It's a chiv misa by Ovid. Shin yud. One second. That was Shin Yud Ches? Hello?
Yeah. Shalom Lekal Esau.
Is there Sifro? Then in Sifro later, okay, this is probably what I really need. Maybe this part should be out. The Sifro says in that love, Ki Ish, Ish, Ashi Kal Esau Ve'imoy, Oine Shomanu Asho Minayin, Tamloima, Leisakal, Kmoi, Haloshin Shiva Mechilta Beshova. Okay? So he has all this, and it's correct. Okay? The question is, Lomagnu, Shomanu. You know, why should they? The observation is certainly correct. Okay? Okay? You see, he seems to learn. I don't know what the shamanu, what's the lamadu, what does it mean? But you know, when you can have when it says the shamanu, we know that it's chayvim misas bez in the chorus, and we know it's certainly an ashola. When it's lamadnu, it could have been anything. You probably need it's a oinshima for mitzvahs, as we see at the beginning of the shurish, correct? We don't know anything about what's in Ashola. But you know, so what the heck, you know, Lamanu, Shamanu, we don't know. I'm telling you that I understand, but I don't know what the big difference between Shamanu and Lamanu is. Okay? The observation is correct. The question is, so therefore what? Okay? It's amazing every single time. And the amazing thing is the Ram tells you this over here, and quotes this lush in the Sifra in Minyan Mitzvahs. Not that he wasn't aware of it. You know, sometimes you say maybe he wasn't aware of it. Correct? So that's, I have nothing more to add, but that's the information. Okay? Now, next. Now, here's the important part. Okay, here's the important part. Ukishlo yisbaro ashova mina kosuf yilamdu oiso behekish min ahekeshim atoriyim. Okay, this translation is very confusing because the translation hekish is a mistake. Kapach also points it out. Okay, it means b'midim min amidus. It means from the midus atoriyim the dreshes behem. See, here you have to scratch your head. What is going on here? How could this be? We just had Sherish Beis that says that mitzvahs HaTorah are not derived from you giving me this, and that's how he comes as a knight in shining armor against the halachas gedolos. Oh, the Esa Shavu Rabbis Tamachom, the Yom Mitam Chochom, whatever it is, correct? And here he says, okay, correct?
This is a different way. Now I'm saying you don't need it.
I understand. But that's it's how only I understand. So you know, so you understand, hello?
It's like alchemy is making something rock into gold now.
Okay, I understand. But what happened is that it's not only that you don't need it, but it's not even real. Okay? Why is it not real? Because the Ashol really is the Chiyuv Kolos. And this is not a real Ashol, because the real Ashol has to be Mefurish Bekor.
Or Perish Bekor.
Yeah, but you see, you could have said, okay, that the Pirish Mekubal can, you know, you see, if you wanted to be, you know, like Lily Polish, you know, Louis, you could say that was the Kabbalah, in Oishkin Masirin, that whatever you're going to derive from Yigil Midas, there's a Pirish Mekubal, that was a Mesela, that's the law, okay? But it doesn't sound like that over here at all, correct? It sounds like that, you know, you see, but it's an amazing thing, you see, if the Torah, excuse me, if Yud Gimel Midas, see, the Rambam makes a statement, in Pirush Mishnayos, that Moshe received Yud Gimel Midas, you see. And we're learning Sherish Beis, it's the laboratory of Chazal. Okay? But the Yud Gimel Midas is a Daraisa. But what you derive from them, that's not a foolish Makar. That's not Minyan Mitzvahs. Okay? So, who says that in Oine Shomano Hashol Minayin, the Yinina Hashola, that should be in Minyan Mitzvahs? It's in Minyan Mitzvahs because of the Chayvei Krisus.
So what's the purpose of the Zohar?
No, there is an it's a Daraisa. It is a derisa. It is not Ashol. Because Yud Gimel Midas can create Ashol. Because there was a Kabbalah from Moshe using Gimel Midas. But as far as Minyan HaMitzvahs, in Minyan HaMitzvahs, it's not in the Minyan. It's an amazing thing here, which he does. It's like, you know, it's like he's colliding. He's taking two worlds and colliding one after the next. I have no problems, okay? Again, Minyan HaMitzvahs cannot be Yud Gimel Midas, okay? But if you derive from Minyan Mitzvah, a deraisa. But it's not deraisa in Gufei Torah. It's a deraisa, which is not Mefurish Makar. Okay? So every Ashola has to be Mefurish Makar. But the Ashola is Mefurish Makar because of the Kabbalah of Ein Kenshin Masirin. So there is an Ashola. And I will find the Ashola.
But it's got nothing to do with the fact that it's a Minyan Mitzvah.
Right.
Except maybe a checklist you have to have as a requirement.
Yeah. And that's why he quotes in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. He asks, you know, what is the Ashol? He quotes the Chivik Krisus. I'll do it as many times as you
it's
want.
It's like a philosophical problem. You can't have an orange without an Ashol.
You can't. The Ashol has nothing to do with the Minyan HaMitzvahs. It's nothing. There is a cloud in the Torah, a Kabbalah in Oishin Kamasir. But it has nothing to do with Minyan HaMitzvahs. We know from that cloud that any time you find the Onish Kodesh, you can count the Minyan HaMitzvahs. That cloud, we know it's a Lois HaSeh.
The Masorah is Doraisa, but not Mefurish.
But it's not Minyan HaMitzvahs, because it's Yud Gimel Midas. He doesn't say, if you look at it, see, especially at the Minyan HaKotzer, the question is, if I ask you, what's the Mikom Mechukom? What did Moshe Rabbeinu teach the Pasuk?
The Einish.
The Einish. He taught the Einish. And he happened to tell you, they know it's here in my ceiling, that you learn out from the Midas HaTorah, which the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave me, you'll derive it. That is an asshole over here.
It's boom. Like a shofar goes to Yosef Mishpat. It's nothing to do with the Minyan.
Yeah. Correct? It's an amazing thing, but you can't. You see, I'll tell you something. You know, if I didn't start out with the Minyan HaKotzer and show you, you see, first of all, I asked you, what he quoted the Pasuk, okay? So, if, you know, before, that was not your answer when I asked you what he should quote. Okay, good. But that's good for the vault. That you need a Lois HaSeh Mefurish Makor. You could not have absconded from the problem and say nothing. Correct? Didn't have that option. You had to say the Oynish. Or you had to say the Loisase. But the Loisase is not there. Because the Loisase is the Yugim Uminis. And Shurish Beis tells you nothing. You can't use it. So, but you need an Ashala. There's the Chaklal. But the Klal of the Ein Oynish Kimas is not to do with Minyan Mitzvahs. It's not a Klal of Minyan Mitzvahs. Okay? So that's an amazing thing, correct? Okay. Then he goes on. And this I'm going to leave you with. Okay. In one of the places, Vochen Kuvam Mabez, Ein Mashilim in Adin, Vole Omrom. That's where they say in that place. They say in other places also, but also Zvochen Kuvam Mabez, Vechim Mashilim in Adin. Hekish means the midas hatera. Okay? Okay? Correct? So, if I were to ask you, all these cases should be there's no chiv kares. Correct? Correct? This paragraph, I made a short paragraph. V'zein u'seisa omrom. This klal of ancient kmasirin of on the shomanu ashol minayin tamloima is not a stira to mechim ashirin menadin. Menadin does not mean kal v'choima as the Ramban interprets it in Sherish Beis, but it means you give me this. Okay, correct? Is that fair? Okay, I'm going to throw now. I'm going to throw you. And just okay. We're okay. If you look at the Gemara in Svachim, okay, the case in point that the Gemara is talking about, Amos, Hiram, and Adin, okay, and the Chimas, Hiram, and Adin, or Amos, Hiram, and Adin, okay, is referring to Shchut Echutz, which the Torah explicitly says kares on it, but there's no lav. There's a lav for alos chutz. He shomu lecha pentala lesecha. Okay, but the Gemara there talks about sheichet umahale and says we find kares and we find in ashora. Okay, but we find by sheichet we find kares. And we don't find that so. And the Gemara uses the terms of Chimas Hirim and Adin. And that is going to be, it's Hashem, I'm going to try to deal with next week, okay? Doing that. Okay, you know, you see, but look at the next one. I've omnam, because you need to say, Oynish, Mabeo. Okay? Batera li oisezer meisa neda behechach shu meisa also muzov menu. The same thing he's saying again. We all know noitzi behekish as ho bishlil she is chazik lonu sheirish omloishke. It's not necessary. It's just to be mechazik. Look what he's doing. He's doing mechazik a sheirish of this. It's there. I do it not to mechazik the sheirish. They know each other can mashir him. That's what he says. But then he says, but then it's a crazy thing. This line is also like off the charts, right? Okay. Vida zeis hakdoma, maybe this hakdoma, this thesis, okay, or this postulate, v'zocho im ashroshim rishonim b'chol mashi yovel zichroina. Okay, he says now he's gonna have hakdoma to minyan mitzvahs, which is a separate issue, and shalom ha'yisrael to noshim, and who's chayiv, who's not chayiv, but this is the end. This is like an epilogue to the shroshim. Okay, good evening. Oh.